May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another uplifting episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. When you make dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, then remember the ummah as well. Because the Muslims are one body. If one part of the body feels pain, the entire body feels it. And so make dua for the ummah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Allah azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah. Shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment, be it physical, medical, or spiritual. Make dua to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He grants maghfirah, forgiveness to those Muslims that have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, dear viewers and listeners, let's make some good intentions as per the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khairun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the intention that, Ya Allah, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Certainly, time is fast, life is short. What matters is the now, is the present. It's not how long you live, it's how you live. So how am I living my life? Am I living my life to please my Allah Azza wa Jal, my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher? Or am I living to please my desires? And am I following in the footsteps of the devil, shaitan, iblis, the cursed and disgraced one? Questions we need to ask ourselves. Let's listen to a beautiful narration. The narrator is Sayyiduna Hudhaifah bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says in the summary of the narration, the person who recites Salat ala Nabi Durud Pak, not only does he gain blessings and benefits, rather his children and his grandchildren also gain blessings. Subhanallah. So every day, make it part of your daily routine to recite large amounts of salawat, durood pak, istighfar, dhikrullah, make sincere tawbah, and reconnect with the glorious Quran on a daily basis. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Okay, so we have some questions that have been sent through to us, and I'm going to share that with you along with the litanies, the wada'if, the madani pearls of advices. So it's handy to have a notebook, a diary, a journal, so you can quickly write down the important madani pearls of advices and the wada'if as well. And you can use that as a reference book and apply it. Or if you know somebody else who has a similar difficulty or problem, you can share it with them with good intentions. You'll earn thawab. So one question that was sent to us is, what are the causes for hasad, jealousy, and how can one get rid of it? Allah, hasad, jealousy, is one of those spiritual sicknesses that is prevalent around the world between two people, even who are strangers, they don't know each other. Maybe they're just acquainted online, between family members, between friends. This jealousy is a major spiritual sickness. And with that comes major punishments. And dear viewers and listeners, our akabirin, our senior ulama, like Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and others, have mentioned the spiritual ailments. It is necessary to learn about them, to learn about their definitions, their symptoms, and the cures for them. Because if we don't learn, how will we know what spiritual sicknesses that we have? Because many of us have spiritual ailments, and there's so many in there, we don't know about it. And those things act as blockages from blessings entering our lives. The first thing to do is, if you realize that, you know what, I have jealousy for a certain individual. What is jealousy? What is hasad? Hasad is where you see another Muslim that has certain bounties and blessings, right? And you wish for those blessings to be removed, taken away from that person and given to you. Why that person has this? Why that person is living in such a nice neighborhood, nice house? Why that person has so many cars, brand new vehicles, SUVs, 4x4s? Why that person has success in business and is wealthy? What about me? You know, they don't deserve it. I deserve it. I read my salahs. I make du'as. They should not have it. They don't even read salah. They are like this and they are like that. So the desire is there for that blessing to be removed from that person, and you must gain the blessing. This is hasad. Similar but different to this is good envy, meaning that you see the blessing of another Muslim and you say, MashaAllah, Barakallah, so that our evil eye or effect of it doesn't negatively affect that person. And you make dua, Ya Allah, you have blessed that person with this, with this, with that. Grant me also grant me those blessings. So here you are not wishing for those blessings of that Muslim to be removed, rather you also desire it for yourself. This is fine. So now we understood the definition, and some of the symptoms are that a person wishes ill for that individual. A person ends up backbiting about that person or those people. So can you see? It's opening up other avenues of evils. The person will end up having malice in their heart, hatred for that individual. That when that person is successful, I have hatred. Why? Why him? Why her? And then it may open up another avenue of evil called shumatat, another spiritual sickness, that the Muslim that I don't like, for whatever reason, because I'm jealous of them, when they experience some difficulty, maybe they fall sick, or they lost somebody, a loved one, or their business came down, whatever difficulty they are facing, I become happy. It's a spiritual sickness, a disease of the heart. So these are some of the symptoms and the cures. Number one, repent. Make sincere tawbah. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Seek His forgiveness. Make dua to Allah jalla jalaluhu to help you get rid of the spiritual sickness. Let me ask you something. If you are down with the flu, with the fever, if you have pains in your body, you'll go to the doctor. He'll diagnose you. He'll give you medication. And you'll take that medication as per the course in order to get better. But you'll make sure that you're going to the doctor or the hospital, you're taking medications in order to remove the sickness from your life. What about the spiritual ailments? How much of attention do I pay to those things? That I need to find the cure for this. The sickness hidden in my heart, in my mind. I need to find the cure as soon as possible. I need to go to the spiritual doctors and seek their advice, seek their diagnosis, their medications, their spiritual remedies. And Dawud Islami has got you. Dawud Islami has facilities. Online facilities, on-site face-to-face facilities, where we do free istikhara checkings and we give out free ilaj treatments as well. Another simple thing that you and I can do is to not look at the blessings of those who have more than us according to worldly means. This is the teaching of Islam, the teaching of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that don't look at those who have more than you, who are more fortunate than you, by comparing yourself to a person who has more than you, more worldly gains and material items. Your own blessings that you do have will seem insignificant in your eyes. So here we need to train the brain that look at those who have less than you according to the world, worldly items, material possessions. Look at those who have less than you. Not to develop a superiority complex, no, but to show gratitude, gratefulness, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you what you have that so many other people don't have. Yes, if you are in the capacity of helping those people, help them. You don't have to be super rich to help, even if it means giving them some good advice, uplifting them, motivating them. So be content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to look at anybody who is higher than you, then look at those Islamically who do more good than you, who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not those who do less ibadat than yourselves. Then maybe arrogance could develop in the heart. No. Worldly wise, look at those who have less than you and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you do have. Islamic wise, religious wise, look at those who are doing more than you so that you can aim higher, you can do more, better yourself and become a better Muslim. Another thing we can do is keep the destructions of jealousy in view. Because jealousy, hasad, along with all the other spiritual ailments and any sin in fact, invokes the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It destroys virtues. It leads to the sins of backbiting, false accusations, evil suspicion. It destroys spiritual harmony and bliss. That person's spirituality is decreasing. A person becomes restless. You don't have no sukoon in your life. When we're jealous of somebody else, there's no sukoon, there's no tranquility. There's no joy, there's no happiness. Every time I'm trying to check that, you know, what he's doing now, what he bought now, what he has now. What about me? What about me? Ponder over your own blessings. We have so many blessings that we take for granted. If you are able to breathe without the means of a machine, a ventilator, when last have I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the ability to breathe without the aid of a machine? When last did I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to use my hands and fingers, to use my feet? When last? These are enormous blessings that so many people don't have. So many are blind, are deaf, are mute, are disabled, are confined to a wheelchair or the bed. So don't focus on the blessings of others. Let me ask you another question. Who gave those people those blessings that I'm jealous of? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who am I questioning actually? This is serious. It's a serious matter. We must strive to constantly reform ourselves, rectify our faults, because we have too many flaws. Shortcomings are plenty. Make plans and arrangements to replace hatred with love. That person that you are jealous of, when you meet them, be the first to make salam to them. The one who makes salam first is free from pride. Give them gifts. When they are sick or they're in trouble, visit them, console them. When they lost a loved one, go and pay your condolences. Any happy occasions, congratulate them sincerely from the bottom of your heart. Congratulate them. Mubarak, subhanallah, mashallah, Allah grant you more blessings. And if you have ability to help them in whichever way, help them, praise them without lying, without exaggerations, without flattering the person. But praise them in their absence in front of other people. As much benefit as you can cause to that individual, benefit them to eradicate this ailment of jealousy. Cultivate the habit of being happy in others' happiness. Have you heard of a narcissist? Narcissism is another sickness in our society. It's a mental condition which we nowadays see the prevalence of it. We are witnessing it, that the narcissist is my way or the highway. And the person wants complete control. The person gets injured. And this injury is not a physical injury. Emotionally, mentally. Injured when somebody else succeeds or is praised. I will advise you that Dawood Islami has a department and a program called Pious Deeds. Nek A'mal. This you can download for free from DawoodIslami.net or App Store, Play Store. If you want a hard copy, then reach out to Maktabatul Madina, our publications department and bookshop of Dawood Islami, and fill it out on a daily basis. Select a time so it's easy for you, that you know, okay, you know, after Maghrib or after Isha, before going to sleep, let me fill this out. A self-questionnaire to do some introspection on how what you did for the day. And to remind yourself, were you jealous today? Did you backbite today? Did you read your salahs today? Did you make good intentions? So beautiful things that we are reminding ourselves. And this is part of self-development. To ultimately obey Allah Azza wa Jal and to become a better Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another beautiful question came through, and since we are in the glorious month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, so the question is, we are in the month of Sha'ban, what are some specific acts we can do in this month? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, Sha'banu shahri wa Ramadanu shahrullah. Sha'ban is my month. And Ramadan is the month of Allahu Azza wa Jal. Kya baat hai Madine ki? We are in the glorious month of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so how can we not increase in our recitation of salawat, durood paak? It's a month of durood sharif. Durood sharif is a remedy for everything. Everything. You lost something, read Durood Sharif. You forgot something, read Durood Sharif. You want protection, read Durood Sharif. You want barakah and blessings, read Durood Sharif. It's a remedy for everything. But we have to have love. We have to have that yaqeen, that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, what is obligatory upon us, that must be in order. Our salahs, fulfilling rights of people, discharging of zakah, etc. I want to share one narration with you, which is mentioned in the authentic book called Mukashafatul Qulub by the giant scholar, the proof of Islam, Hujjatul Islam, Imamul Ghazali, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, to motivate us to increase our recitation of salawat and durood paak, especially in this month of Sha'banul Mu'azzam, for our own benefit. Imamul Ghazali, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated that there was a person who did not recite salat, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One night, he was privileged to see the noblest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. The beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final and last prophet of Allah azza wa jal, did not pay any attention to this person. The person humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you displeased with me? No, replied the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then humbly asked, then why don't you pay any attention to me? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then replied, because I don't recognize you. He humbly said, how is it possible that you don't recognize me? I am one of your ummatis, one of your followers. And the scholars of Islam have stated that you know your ummati better than a mother knows her son. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the Islamic scholars have said the truth, but you do not remember me through durood, through salat. And undoubtedly, I recognize my ummati as much as he recites durood, salat upon me. Upon awakening, this individual made it compulsory upon himself to routinely recite Salat ala Nabi 100 times upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day. After some time, He was again privileged to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, I now recognize you and I will intercede on your behalf. Who wants the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who wants the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recognize them? All of us. Increase your recitation of salawat, especially in this glorious month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. What else can we do? Fasting. Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast throughout Sha'ban. She radiallahu ta'ala anha once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you like fasting the most in Sha'ban out of all the months? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal records the name of every person who will die this year, and I like to be in the state of fasting at the time of my demise. Another blessed hadith states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not observe fast so abundantly in any other month as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do in the blessed month of Sha'ban. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast for the entire month of Sha'ban and would say, act according to your capability, as Allah Azza wa Jal does not stop His blessings until you lose interest. Allama Mufti Muhammad Sharif al-Haq Amjadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, has elaborated on this beautiful hadith. And the summary of it is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe fast in most of the days of Sha'ban. And therefore this was regarded as fasting for the entire month. It is usually said that so and so worshipped the entire night, though he may have spent some time in eating and meeting his other needs. He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi further stated that from this blessed hadith, it is also learnt that the person who is capable of fasting in Sha'ban should fast abundantly. Give charity, give sadaqah as much as possible. As-sadaqatu raddul bala, the charity diverts calamity. That's what the blessed hadith says. Calamities are coming or heading towards us. An accident, an illness. That charity that you give, whatever amount it is, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-kareem, will push that calamity, will divert it somewhere else. What else can we do? Tawbah, repentance. In fact, we should do this every single day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some exclusive amals to be done in the month of Sha'ban, which His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah also has shared with us. One amal, one practice or deed to be done in Sha'ban for blessings in income, rizq, sustenance, is that after Fajr Salah, recite the following three times. Start with Da'ud and Tasmiya, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then three times the verse of the Holy Quran, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Three times. Then recite 100 times, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu. 100 times. And then make dua. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your doors and to grant you blessings in your sustenance. And one more specific amal that is to be done in Sha'ban. Before that, make this dua every day. It's a simple, easy dua. Let's make it together. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'bana wa ballighna ramadana bi sihhati wa afiyah. Beautiful dua. We're asking, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us in Sha'ban and take us to Ramadan with good health and well-being. So make this dua also daily after your Fard Salah, daily, inshallah al-Kareem. that other amal, that is to fulfill your hajat, your needs. We all have needs. And this can be done at any time, whether it's day or night. Be in wudu and recite 33 times Suratul Kawthar. Inna a'tainakal kawthar. The whole surah, 33 times. But start with 11 times Durood Sharif before and 11 times after. Whilst you are reciting, keep your need in mind. Whatever it is, for good health, for blessings, for protection, whatever need it may be, keep that in mind and recite 33 times Suratul Kawthar whilst you're in wudu, 11 times Durood-e Pak before and after. So try to practice on these, inshallah al-Kareem. I think we have time just for one more quick wazifa, inshallah al-Kareem. And the question came through, are we allowed to make a wish upon seeing a shooting star, and what is the reason behind a shooting star? Okay, so look, if you're looking at science, what science says, that this shooting star is, of course, a scientific phenomenon where there's a bright streak of light in the sky, and this is actually some space, a piece of space debris which is burning up as it rapidly enters into the Earth's atmosphere, creating friction and a glowing trail, right? And some people say, make a wish when you see it. Where did that person learn it from? Not Islam. This is a devil, it's a jinn that's trying to eavesdrop on the conversations of malaika and angels. You want to make a wish for that? Rather, read the dua. Yes, Islam teaches us. There's a summary for hadith, and you'll find this also in Madani Panj Surah, page 207. If you see a shooting star, make this dua. Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Simple. Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Whatever Allah wishes, there is no power but from help of Allahu Azza wa Jal. So if you see a shooting star, don't make that wish. Don't tell anybody else to make a wish. Rather, understand what it is, put it into perspective, and make this dua. Seeking of knowledge, authentic knowledge is most important. Get involved in Dawat Islami's activities. Attend the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima. Travel with the qafilas. Read the weekly booklet or audio book. These things will help develop us to become better Muslims. And don't forget Madani Mudhakara on Madani channel every Saturdays. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.